This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Tonight at the Democratic National Convention via screen, California Senator Kamala Harris will take the stage to officially become the party's nominee for vice president. She's the first black woman and also the first South Asian American to run for that spot for a major party. The United Nations has been documenting how women are underrepresented in political leadership around the world, with just 21 female heads of state right now. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, has more.
Think of a successful global leader, and who comes to mind? How about Jacinda Ardern, lauded for her handling of New Zealand's coronavirus outbreak this year? What about Sahlwerk Zadeh, Africa's only female head of state who's made gender equality a priority? Or maybe you think of Germany's Angela Merkel, who steered Europe's biggest economy through three financial crises. Shannon O'Connell from the Westminster Foundation for Democracy explains what makes women leaders like these stand out.
They tend to be more consultative and inclusive. And we know from effective policymaking that consultation and bringing in evidence tend to deliver better outcomes in the long term anyway. And that approach seems to be very organic to most women.
O'Connell's research shows women are more responsive to their constituents, reduce corruption, and redefine what leadership in practice looks like.
There's a great story in the UK Parliament of Harriet Harman being put on the Defense Committee and the heads of the armed services being asked for the first time ever about the well-being of military families. And they suddenly realized that had a knock-on effect of value for money and effectiveness and stability.
According to the Pew Research Center, one thing that prevents more women in leadership positions is a lack of institutional support. Joe Biden, the Democratic nominee for president, is trying to change that. Last week, at his first joint appearance with his vice presidential pick, he made a point of expressing his unwavering support for her.
Kamala Harris has had your back, and now we have to have her back. She's going to stand with me in this campaign, and all of us are going to stand up for her.
Those 10 seconds represent a turning point in American politics, according to Ella Bell Smith, a professor at Dartmouth College.
To say that I've got your back, what do you need? I'm not talking about an ally, much more somebody that is really in the battle with you.
Biden also ensured that Senator Harris's leadership will be visible.
I asked Kamala to be the last voice in the room, to always tell me the truth, which she will. Challenge my assumptions if she disagrees. Ask the hard questions, because that's the way we make the best decisions for the American people.
Now it's up to voters in November to decide whether women leadership advances in American politics. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.